From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen, and joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hi, Will.
Hi, Leanne.
How are you doing?
I am doing great. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Very well. Getting used to this summer that's starting to come. I can't believe it's summer already. The days go by far too quickly, but I do like it that it stays light so long in the evening. My favorite time of year. All right, you left us with a challenge. It didn't take people all week to do it, but it took me all week to do it, and I still haven't done it. So first, remind us of the challenge you left us with.
Yeah, it was a double challenge, actually, and an answer to either half was sufficient, and still it turned out to be tough. I said, take the name Isaac. These letters are the initials of a classic song, and I said, name the song. And as a hint, I said, the I does not stand for the pronoun, and neither A is an article.
What's the answer?
The answer is Ida, Sweet as Apple Cider, which was a 1920s song hit. I also invited people, if they couldn't think of that, to name any other accidental acrostic of five or more letters. Henry Hook came up with Love Letters in the Sand, which is a reverse acrostic of Still, and that was a 1957 Pat Boone number one hit.
Mm-hmm. We had just over 100 entries from people who solved the puzzle. Our randomly selected winner is George Davis from Cherry Hill, New Jersey. Hi, George.
Hello, Leanne.
How long did it take you to solve this one?
Not very long. My grandparents used to sing this song when I was a little kid, and so it kind of reminded me.
There you go. What do you do in Cherry Hill?
I'm a physician.
Oh, okay. And how long have you been playing the puzzle?
Oh, almost since the beginning, you know, back in the postcard days.
Back in the days of the postcards, yes. That is a long time. Well, you finally get to play on the air. I mean, you've had all of this time in the green room. Are you ready to go on stage?
I'm very excited.
All right, we'll meet George. Let's play.
All right, George, I'm going to read you some sentences. Each sentence has two blanks. Think of a five-letter word that go in the first blank. Move its first letter to the end to get a new five-letter word that can go in the second blank to complete the sentence. For example, if I said, because of her interest in hearing, blank Bush may once have considered a career as a certified blank therapist, you would say Laura and Oral. Laura Bush and Oral, A-U-R-A-L, therapist.
All right.
All right.
We'll try.
All right. Number one, perhaps the most scenic blank through North Carolina is near the blank banks.
Root and outer.
Ooh, that was fast. Number two, it's about 4,000 miles straight down to the blank of the blank.
4,000 miles straight down.
Heart of the earth.
Then the heart of the earth. Nice. Excellent. The actor's blank of emotions went all the way from sheer delight to blank.
Range and anger.
Ooh, that was good. A Swedish restaurant in blank, Ohio, is the only place I know that takes both the dollar and the blank.
Kronig.
The krona, yeah. Put the A at the start and you get...
Akron.
Akron is right. In a parenting class, they teach you that blank talk, blank to be followed by consistent action.
Would the second one be ought to be followed?
Yes.
Okay,
yeah.
So tough talk.
Tough talk.
Interest is expected to blank soon for the science fiction stories of H.G. Blank.
Swell and Wells.
That's good. When filling out a deposit slip at the bank, my greatest blank is making an error and having to blank the long column of figures.
Dread and re-add.
Excellent. After the blank Garbo yard sale was over, someone had to blank all the unsold items.
Greta and re-tag.
That's right. If Western Australia and the United States ever jointly issued a coin, the face might show a blank under the words, blank we trust.
Dingo in God.
That's right. And here's your last one. I tell you, try to write a sentence that has both bingo and in God in it.
Only you could come up with it. Only you, dear.
And here's the last one. And this is even worse than the last one. After drinking countless blank on long space flights, the astronaut said the thought of drinking anything else orange gave him great blank.
Do you remember the
it was Tang.
Right.
Yeah,
so,
plural.
Tangs and angst.
Gave him great angst, is right.
Drinking too many Tangs would give me angst, too. George, nice work.
Thank you very much.
Nice work for playing our puzzle today. You'll get a weekend edition lapel pin, the 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe edition from Parker Brothers, The Puzzle Master Presents from Random House, Volume 2, Will Shortz's Little Black Book of Sudoku and Black and White Book of Crosswords from St. Martin's Press, and one of Will Shortz's Puzzle Master Decks of Riddles and Challenges from Chronicle Books. George, what's your member station?
Well, I have two. Here in South Jersey, we pick up 90.9 WHYY in Philadelphia. And I'd like to give a shout-out to 90.3 WPLN back home in Nashville, where I'm a member.
All right. Well, Dr. George Davis, nice work from Cherry Hill, New Jersey. And thanks a lot for playing with us today.
Thank you.
Will, you have a challenge for us for next week?
Yes, it comes from listener Gary Alvstad of Tustin, California. Think of a well-known U.S. city. The letters in its name can be rearranged into a symbol for 1,000, a symbol for 10, and two words meaning zero. What city is it? So again, a well-known U.S. city, the letters in its name can be rearranged into a symbol for 1,000, a symbol for 10, and two words meaning zero. What city is it?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org, and click on the Submit Your Answer link on the Sunday Puzzle page. Only one entry per person, please. Our deadline this week is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time, and we'll call you if you're the winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shortz. Thanks a lot, Will.
Thanks, Leanne.